Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas. Thank you for tuning in. Tonight, Gwen will be reading us a lovely seasonal tale about picking apples. It's rather cozy and homely, so I think you're really going to enjoy snuggling up with this one. You may remember that a couple of weeks ago, I announced that we've partnered up with the Deep Sleep Sounds app. And this allows you to create your perfect backdrop of nature sounds or other soundscapes that you might want to accompany our stories here on Get Sleepy. Now, we quickly realized, thanks to some of you letting us know, that the Android version of the app didn't yet have the function of allowing background audio to play simultaneously with the podcast. Well, good news, we spoke to our friends at Deep Sleep Sounds, and they have now added that feature for Android too. So, search for Deep Sleep Sounds in the Google Play Store and download the app. And if you already have it installed on Android, then make sure that you get the latest update. Let's settle down for our story then. Take a deep breath in. And if you haven't already done so, let your eyes gently close as you exhale. Take a few more deep breaths, just in your own time. Feel the weight of the day leaving your body, flowing out and drifting far away. Your muscles let go of any and every bit of tension they might be holding. Your thoughts might choose to hang around a little longer, but you don't need to worry about them. Just like fluffy white clouds on a sunny day, they can float by harmlessly, occasionally crossing the path of the sun's warming rays. But not for long, and never threatening a drop of rain. And as you accept these natural comings and goings of the mind, you can take one more long, deep breath in and slowly back out. Your focus can now center on tonight's story. So I'll make way for Gwen as we begin in a big wooden lodge tucked between rolling hills that are lined with fruit-filled trees. You've just woken up and you're enjoying the soft autumn sun from the rocking chair in your room.
Looking out your window, you can see the orchard cascading down the hill like a blanket of red, green, and yellow. The trees are heavy with apples at this time of year, and the branches hang low with the extra weight. A gentle breeze rustles the leaves, which shimmer in gold as the light catches them. The vision before you is autumn at its finest. It's the season of the harvest, the last taste of sweetness before the winter snow. This is the reason you traveled here to this beautiful lodge in the hills. You've come to pick apples and enjoy this glorious time of year in harmony with nature. Gazing out over the orchard, you spot a little cluster of trees partway down the slope. You can't see the details from this distance, but it looks as though no one has gathered the fruit there yet. It's the perfect place to start your day. You draw the lacy curtains and pull on a cozy sweater. From the chair, you pick up your favorite scarf and wrap it loosely around your neck. The room is toasty, but you'll be grateful for the warmth of your clothing in the cool breeze outside. Satisfied that you're ready to start the day, you close the door and step into the hall. The lodge is made of wood with deep chestnut floors and acorn-colored planks on the walls. It has a rustic charm that makes you feel right at home. In the foyer, other guests nestle into overstuffed chairs gathered around large stone fireplaces set into the walls. Thick logs crackle and snap. The room is warm and inviting. You'd love to cozy up on a sofa here and sip a mug of cider, or maybe read the next few pages of your book. But the muted sunlight streaming in through the picture windows beckons you outside. There's plenty of time to come back later and rest after a nice day in the orchard. A woman at the front desk offers a greeting as you pass. She asks if there's anything she can help you with before you set out. You think about it for a moment. The only thing you need is something to put the apples in as you pick them. She nods and points out the intricate wooden doors. A little way down the hill, there's a covered stand. Someone inside will have a bucket for you, she says. They are complimentary for guests of the lodge. You thank her for the help, and she wishes you a wonderful day apple picking. You pull the oversized handle of the front door, and it swings open. It's not as heavy as it looks. A rush of cool breeze from outside engulfs you. The temperature difference from here in the warm foyer is significant, but you welcome it. You've always found it invigorating to take a walk in the crisp morning air. Outside, you pull your sweater closer around you and tuck the scarf into the opening at the front. First, you cross the gravel parking area, hearing the pleasing crunch of rocks beneath your feet. On the other side, a path leads down the grassy hill. The movement of walking begins to warm your body. It feels good to get your muscles working, and it's easy to find a rhythm for your footsteps. The grass remains damp with morning dew. You can see individual droplets glistening in the soft light. Up above, the sun is beginning to peek out from behind passing clouds. Every so often, you see a splash of blue, a hint of sunnier hours to come. It's still early, and there aren't many people out here yet. You see a family off in the distance. Each person is wearing a matching outfit of red and black plaid. They laugh together as they figure out how to use the long pole for picking the highest apples off the tree. The little girl manages to snag one and earns the praise of everyone around her. It makes you smile to see a loving family having so much fun together. You imagine these are memories they'll each cherish long after they've gone back home. Up ahead is the small covered area with all the supplies. It reminds you of a farm stand on the side of a road made of wooden poles and siding with the sloping tin roof overhead. A young woman waves to you and calls you over. She too is wearing plaid, a fleece jacket that looks like the perfect protection against the morning chill. There's an array of buckets and canvas bags around her. A line of picking poles stands at attention behind. You tell her that you're thinking of picking by hand today. You'd like to enjoy the feeling of doing it yourself. It might mean you can't reach the ones in the tops of the trees, but you'll leave them for others to enjoy. She hands you a large white pail with a thick, padded handle. You can put your apples inside as you go. If you need something larger, feel free to come back anytime, she mentions. As you turn to leave, she calls out. Don't forget to try one fresh from the tree, she says. You plan to do just that. The bucket is light and comfortable to carry. Even as it fills up with fruit, you think it won't be too difficult. It swings in concert with your legs as you head further down the hill. Judging by the distance, it should take about 5 minutes to walk down to the cluster of trees you saw from your bedroom window. You glance back at the lodge over your shoulder and see you're going in the right direction. Apple trees dot the slope all around. Some are fairly tall, with branches that reach toward the sky, while others are smaller, with thinner trunks and heavy branches that hang low and wide. On the ground near each one are little metal signs telling you what kinds of trees they are. you pause for a moment to read one on your right. This tree boasts pink lady apples, which it promises are the perfect blend of sweet and tart. A bit further down, you find golden delicious. The name itself is sumptuous and inviting. You might stop here and pick a few on your way back. Finally, you come to the cluster you spotted from your room. As you thought at the time, it doesn't look like anyone else has been here yet. It's a special place just for you to enjoy. You're excited to be down here, tucked away from the other guests, free to explore as you please. You wander around the group of trees until you find their sign. It's hidden in the shade of some low-hanging branches. These are Honeycrisp apples. The name makes you think of cool mornings like this one. You spot a large apple hanging from a stem at eye level. Reaching out, you cup it with the palm of your hand. It's quite large and has a good weight. The skin is smooth and cool to the touch. It doesn't take that much pressure at all to make the fruit come loose. With a gentle twist and pull, it pops right off into your hand. You support the weight of it before it has a chance to fall to the ground. Rubbing it lightly on your sweater, the apple starts to shine. The sun catches it and makes the colors on its skin look even more vibrant than they did before. It's mostly a deep cherry red, kissed with splashes of honey yellow near the top. When you hold it up to your nose, it smells sweet, like sugar candy. You close your teeth around one side of the apple and take a bite. Its texture is dense and yet somehow light. As the name promises, it is very crisp. The flesh of the fruit is bursting with sweetness. There's a slight edge to the flavor, the perfect hint of tartness to finish off the bite. It's one of the most delicious apples you've ever tried. The woman at the stand was right. Fruit certainly does taste better straight off the tree. You take another bite, and then another, savoring the bright flavors that come with every mouthful. Soon, all you have left is the skinny core with its few brown seeds poking through. You pull a napkin out of your pocket and wrap the core inside. You'll throw it away once you're back at the lodge. Now, it's time for the real fun to begin. You take a deep breath in. Hold it for a moment and let it out. The air is fresh and sweet. To you, this orchard carries with it a feeling of hope and richness, as though all you could ever need is right here among these trees. You look through the branches near your right shoulder and find a small group of apples waiting to be picked. it's an easy spot for your hand to reach. With little effort, you pull one down and drop it gently into the bucket. It makes a clunk as it comes into contact with the plastic bottom. Now, the pail hangs at a funny angle off your wrist as the weight of the lone apple pulls it down on one side. You need to find another to balance it out. You reach back in and lightly twist the next off its stem. Carefully, you place it into the bucket beside the first. Together, they roll around inside like big, juicy rubies. Off in the distance, you hear the faint sound of birdsong. You imagine a family of birds fluttering together among the branches of an apple tree. It makes you think of the people you saw when you were coming down the hill. They seem to be having such a good time in one another's company. You hope that they find all they are looking for here today. You turn your attention to the next tree. This one is even more heavily laden with fruit than the last. In no time, you've picked another 3 apples. There's a pleasing sensation each time you pluck one free. These join the 2 already in the bucket. Together, they cover the bottom, holding each other in place, so none of them can roll around loose anymore. The sky has turned a beautiful sapphire blue. You set your bucket down on the ground and sit beside it, taking a moment to truly appreciate your surroundings. Looking up, you see a few passing clouds wandering slowly across the blue expanse. The sun is fully out now, but it isn't too hot or bright. It bears the softer quality of autumn days as every hour brings winter a little bit closer. The light is gentle on your eyes, making it easy to look up at the sky and enjoy the restfulness that comes with vast horizons. You lay back on the grass and take in the world from your new perspective. Instead of standing tall and vertical, the trees now frame your vision in a ring, branches reaching in from the corners of your sight. They encircle the blue sky within. A gray cloud drifts in from the left. Its edges are tinged with gold as they reflect the light of the sun. Like a mythical ship, it moves across the ocean of blue behind it, off to explore strange and distant shores. What a grand adventure that would be, you think, to sail across the sky in search of new horizons. It makes you grateful to be here in this moment, with so much natural beauty all around you. You bid a silent farewell to the cloud ship and turn your attention back to the trees. You sit up and then stand, grabbing your bucket for another round of harvesting. There are so many apples to choose from here. It's hard to know where to start. So you do what comes naturally and pick the fruit closest to you. The first one is red with pink edges and little flecks of gold in the skin. The next has a stripe of yellow that extends from top to bottom, breaking up the mass of ruby around it. The third has a mottled pattern, the colors intermingling around the entire fruit. You pick a fourth and then a fifth. By the time you have 10 of the Honeycrisp, you feel content with what you've gathered from these trees. It's nearly midday now. Perhaps it's time to head back to the lodge for a cup of cider and a rest. Turning, you spot the patch of golden delicious off in the distance. Just one more tree for now, you think. You take a final look at the Honeycrisp. In your mind, you thank these trees for what they've provided today. Being able to harvest food so freely is truly a gift, and one you feel grateful to have. As you walk up the hill, you feel your calf muscles flexing with the incline. Because it's a gentle slope, it doesn't take much effort, just the right amount to know you are doing something physical. It feels good now, and snuggling up in a big, comfy chair later will feel even better for it. When you come to the tree with the golden delicious apples, you see it has even more fruit than you realized. You set your bucket down on the grass and reach into the cluster of limbs with both hands. You pick one apple and then another. These are smaller than the Honeycrisp. They are about the same weight, though, which means they are probably more dense. You bring one up to your nose. The aroma isn't quite as sweet, but it has a bright quality to it. You can't wait to taste it once you get back to your room. You drop these two apples into your bucket. They sit atop the layers of Honeycrisp like little nuggets of gold. You pick a third and a fourth. And then it's time to move on. Above you, the sky is growing darker. The muted sunlight brings out the depth of color in the trees. The leaves are a rich, glossy green, and the apples stand like jewels among them. The grass is deep and velvety. A ray of sunlight filters through the clouds and lights up a patch of ground ahead of you. It tints the blades of grass gold, and they flicker like sparks in the shifting light. Off in the distance, you hear the long, low rumble of thunder. A storm is on the way. Up at the lodge ahead, you see people begin to make their way inside. Although you like the rain, you'd rather not be caught out in it today. You pick up your bucket. Now full with fruit, it swings heavily in your hand. You follow its momentum as it carries you the last few steps up the hill. The woman in the stand is packing up. She'll come back out once the storm has passed, you imagine. But for now, she, like you, will seek out the warm and dry comfort of the lodge with its crackling fireplaces and big, puffy chairs. You carry your bucket to the door, and a fellow guest holds it open for you. You thank her and walk inside. There's an open seat right by one of the large windows. It's the perfect place to sit and watch the rain. You head over to the chair and set your bucket down beside it. In the opposite corner of the room, you see the family with the matching outfits. They are enjoying a couple of slices of pie shared in the middle of the table. You're happy they made it inside too. The bucket on the floor beside them is also full. It really has been a fruitful day for all of you. A waiter comes over and asks if you'd like anything to drink, or maybe a snack to get you through the afternoon. Just a warm cup of apple cider, you tell him. He smiles and says he'll be right back. You turn your gaze outside, just as the first drops of rain come pouring down from the heavy clouds in the sky. They burst as they hit the ground. And before long, they've painted it a darker shade of gray and brown. The waiter returns with your mug of cider. You thank him and take the steaming cup in both your hands. The warmth sends a wave of relaxation through you. It smells wonderful too, like the apples you picked outside in the orchard. Sweet and tangy aromas blend together as they reach your nose. The scent entices you to bring the cup to your lips. The liquid is warm and honey gold. It tastes even more scrumptious than it smelled. Sweet and thick and bursting with flavor. You can tell it was made from fresh apples in this very orchard. Every sip warms you from the inside. You savor each one as the rain patters against the windows. This is a special moment, you think, watching the seasons change before your eyes and finding your own special place in that cycle. It's a time of harvest and renewal, of rich flavors and warm scarves. You look out the window and find yourself filled with gratitude. As you watch, the rain falls outside, bringing life to the orchard, the trees, and all the land on this perfect autumn day. That's all for this apple picking adventure. I hope it's left you feeling nice and cozy. Thanks for listening, and good night.